The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live, and I want to welcome all of you to the program. Thank you. And I must take a moment to thank Bruce. Bruce, just a little bit ago, went to thewordcolumbus.com and dropped a very nice donation into our virtual kettle for the Salvation Army. Bruce joins Scott, Mike, Lisa, and Liesl, and we are now, let me scroll back up. We are now at $564.08. $564.08. It'd be great if we could make it to $1,000, just a little over $400, and we would be at $1,000, and our campaign doesn't begin until December 4th. You go to thewordcolumbus.com and click on the Salvation Army banner. That's what Bruce did. God bless you, Bruce. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Again, we're at $564.08. TheWordColumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner. Well, in the last hour, we were talking about transgender pronouns, and Jack in Worthington would like to continue that discussion. Jack, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Yeah, Bob, calling somebody a pronoun. Well, let's put it this way. If you saw somebody take steal a lady's purse and running, would you call him? He said, "I want to be called illegal borrower." No, you call him a mistaken thief, right? Well, just like a transgender is a pervert. He goes into the ladies' restroom, and when I see these kids saying for Christian school, these little girls. Oh, it makes me mad when I think of someone going to defile them. I mean, they're perverts. If they don't want to be called that, I'll call them a pervert, or I'll call them a fag.
Well,
one or the other.
Well, I don't think we get anywhere.
You don't want to be called man or woman.
Yeah, Jack, I don't think we get anywhere calling people names. We tell them the truth, but I don't think we serve our purpose well. By calling people names. I understand not calling them their preferred pronoun, because then I think we're compromising our position. But anyway, Jack, I'm glad you called. Thanks so much. Hope you have a good evening. We do not help our cause by calling people names. We just don't. I've been wondering whether to even bring this story to your attention or not. But I realize this is one of those stories that many of you are going to disagree with me on, okay? I get that. I understand. And you have every right to be wrong. All right. I'm kidding. Most of you know that the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is coming out with Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers. And I understand it's a really good movie. It's getting really good, positive reviews. I'd like to see it. Joy and I will probably, maybe after this weekend. We have a very, 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 very busy weekend coming up. But after that, maybe we'll get to see it. So I have no problem with the movie. Again, it's Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers was a very positive example. He seemed to be a good man. And like I said, the movie is supposed to be really good. But I knew this would happen. Here's the headline. Ministry creates official faith-based study guide for Tom Hanks' Mr. Rogers movie. Really? Seriously? Yeah. Here's the story. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, a faith-based discussion companion, is a faith-based resource created by Discipleship Ministries, an agency of the United Methodist Church, and it is centered on the 2019 Tom Hanks film. Okay. This is going to be very popular. It's going to sell thousands and thousands of copies, and churches all over America are going to be adopting this study guide for Sunday school classes, home Bible studies, small groups. Oh, it's... Why? Now, if I am a fanatic on anything, I am a fanatic on the sufficiency of Scripture. Every time a big blockbuster movie comes out, somebody's making a faith or a study guide, trying to find biblical principles. Happens every time. Every time a new Star Wars movie comes out, there are faith-based study guides. And Sunday school classes in churches all over America had Bible studies centered on Star Wars. Well, it's contemporary. It's cool. It communicates to people where they are. Oh, give me a break. Folks, the Bible is sufficient. And when it is taught properly, the Bible is the most exciting book ever written. There is nothing more exciting than God's word, God's truth, the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Folks, listen to me. We don't need a study guide on Mr. Rogers in our churches.
But Bob, he was a really good man, and I think we can learn from it.
Okay, that's fine. And the interesting thing is the United Methodists put together the study guide, but this is the official study guide. And you ready for this? It had to be approved by Sony Pictures. Now, I am grateful that Sony Pictures has been the distributor of a lot of really fine movies, including Courageous, Fireproof, and some other Christian movies. And Sony has stepped up to the plate, and they've been the distributor. That's great. That's wonderful. But they are a completely, totally secular organization. There is nothing Christian about Sony Pictures. And so this study guide had to be approved by Sony Pictures before it could be published. The discussion guide is divided into five sessions. Number one, feelings are okay. Exactly what I would expect. Truth? Fact? Nah, feelings. Yeah. First session. Feelings are okay. Number two, prodigal. Number three, forgiveness and reconciliation. That's good. That's good. And practice, practice, practice. The five sections derive their focus from the themes of the film. Now get this. A so-called Bible study that derives its focus from a film on Mr. Rogers. What's wrong with that picture? a Bible study derived from the themes of a film on Mr. Rogers. And again, I'm not knocking the film. I'm not knocking Mr. Rogers. But folks, what are we communicating? The Bible's okay, but we need some movies to prove things. I'm not opposed to using movie clips in a sermon. I'm not opposed to that. I'm not opposed to being culturally relevant. You know, you go to church and the sermon is based on the truth of Scripture. The Bible is the foundation. And the pastor chooses a movie clip to illustrate a truth from Scripture. I'm down with that. That's fine. That's cool. That's wonderful. As long as the foundation is the Bible and not the movie. But today, in many churches, the foundation is a movie and you use a clip of the Bible to reinforce the movie. It's backwards. It's upside down. So we have a study guide based on a movie with a little bit of Scripture thrown in to validate the truth of the movie. Like I said, it's backwards, it's inside out, it's upside down. And it attacks, in my opinion. And again, I realize many of you will not agree with me, and that's fine. And if you disagree with me, give me a call and we'll talk about it. 877-BOB-LIVE. But in my humble opinion, it demeans the authority of Scripture. The Bible's enough, folks. The Bible is enough. It's absolutely sufficient. All right. I'll get off my soapbox and we'll return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It is almost 24 minutes after the top of the hour. We were just talking about the Mr. Rogers study guide, and Ruthie in Columbus would like to continue that discussion. Hi, Ruthie. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me on, Bob.
Certainly.
I admit that I have not looked at the study guide yet, so you've probably seen more than I have. But my thinking is that I've led Bible studies before where we take a subject and then we see how does God's word really apply, where you go back and you say, okay, so this is what we're seeing in the movie, but this isn't something that was begun by this movie. This is points us back to God's word and God's truth. And I don't know how this is laid out, but I could see how that would be a way to say these concepts do not come from Hollywood. These concepts do not come from Mr. Rogers. They come from God, and this is what his word says about it and how we can find truth in that.
I suppose if you had a really solid Bible teacher that was handling the study, I suppose that could happen. But my concern is Sony Pictures had to approve this, a completely secular organization.
Okay.
And the study is not based on the Bible or Bible truth. The foundation of the study is the movie. And like I said previously, I have no problem at all in a Bible study based on the truth of the Word of God, using a movie clip or a movie to illustrate biblical truth. But what I have a problem with is churches using a study based on a movie and then using the Bible to enhance what's in the movie. That's backwards.
I can totally see that. I understand that completely. I hadn't seen it, and I thought I'd just call and comment without having a whole lot of knowledge.
Well, and to be honest,
take a concept the same way that Jesus took a concept that was familiar to the people he was talking to, and then put heavenly truth to it or God's truth in it and say, like, just like this is what you see in the world, this right. is what happens in the kingdom of God. So I didn't know if that's how it was laid out, but I could see how it could be, and it could be a good teaching tool.
Well, okay, and I need to admit, I haven't seen it either because it just came out. I have not seen it, so I'm making comments on the press releases and what is being said about it. So I want to make that clear as well.
Okay. And, you know, I just wanted to give you the opportunity. No, not give you the opportunity.
Thank you.
Let you think about it in another framework as well.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ruthie. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Bob.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you. I get that. But see, then it depends almost completely on the leader of the study. You know, someone who is really solid biblically takes this study guide and just continually brings it back to the Bible, back to the Bible, back to the Bible. That's fine. But with the battle, now this comes from the United Methodist Church discipleship arm. And I think most everyone knows the struggle that the United Methodist Church is having over biblical truth. And the leadership, right now, the current national leadership, the American leadership, the United Methodist Church, is leaning hard left. They are. Now, there are many wonderful United Methodist churches left. There are still many wonderful United Methodist pastors. I have several in my audience. But the denomination is in trouble. And I just want to, like I said, if I am a fanatic on anything, it is on the sufficiency of Scripture. And while I think it's fine to use a movie clip to illustrate biblical truth, if the sermon, the book, the study is based on the Bible. Okay, you got a Bible study on the book of Ephesians, all right? And as a part of that study in Ephesians, you saw a movie or heard a movie, and something in that movie illustrates something that you are studying in the book of Ephesians. Go for it. No problem whatsoever. But when the foundation of your study is the movie, and you're hoping to draw some scripture to enhance what you saw or read or heard in the movie, then the movie is your foundation, your authority, not the Bible. That's my concern. We have to be careful. We have to be cautious to do anything that diminishes the sufficiency of the Scriptures. The Word of God changes and transforms lives. It is sufficient. All right. I'd love to hear your comments. I'd love to hear your thoughts. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We'll be back.